4 days left until the South Carolina Republican presidential primary. 4 days for candidates to try and knock Mitt Romney off his frontrunner pedestal, because if he wins in the Palmetto State, he could become the presumptive nominee even before Florida. At last night's debate in Myrtle Beach, Romney fended off attacks on his business record, his personal wealth, his moral character, and even on a specifically non-political question, Romney seemed defensive. When he asked if he'd gone hunting in recent years, here's what he said.
I went moose hunting, actually. Not moose hunting, I'm sorry. Elk hunting with friends in Montana. Been pheasant hunting. I'm not the great hunter that some on this stage probably do. Rick Perry, my guess is you're a serious hunter. I'm not a serious hunter, but I must admit I had. I guess I enjoy the sport, and when I get invited, I'm delighted to be able to go hunting.
But last night was also a chance for the other four guys on stage to try and grab the spotlight. At this point, there may be nothing left to lose for someone like Rick Perry. Well, nothing except perhaps the notion that you know stuff about foreign policy.
Do you believe Turkey still belongs in NATO?
Well, obviously, when you have a country that is being ruled by what many would perceive to be Islamic terrorists, when you start seeing that type of activity against their own citizens, then yes.
That would be Turkey, the pointedly non-terrorist, democratically elected government of our ally Turkey. And from Newt Gingrich, he seemed to be a crowd favorite. He came out with comments like this.
Saying to somebody, I'll help you if you're willing to help yourself, is good. And we think unconditional efforts by the best food stamp president in American history to maximize dependency is terrible for the future of this country.
Joining us now, Anna Sale, political reporter for our co-producer WNYC's political website, It's a Free Country. She's in Myrtle Beach, traveling with the World Channel, which is a production of WGBH. Hi, Anna.
Hi.
All right. Did we get a winner or a loser in last night's debate?
Well, I mean, Newt Gingrich was certainly the crowd favorite. I mean, he whipped the crowd into a frenzy more than half a dozen times at one point, getting a standing ovation. But I think Mitt Romney, you know, he was certainly the focus of most of the attacks of the evening. But, you know, he did his best to answer them. He didn't answer them specifically. The question of his record at Bain, he said, you know, my record is out there to be checked out. And, of course, it's not. We don't know a lot about his time at Bain.
Yeah. Yeah, he's pretty evasive on his tax records also.
Right. And he did make some movement. I mean, the other candidates were successful in getting Romney to say that he will release his tax records. He probably in April, you know, no time soon, but probably in April. And by the end of the debate, he was saying, I want to get rid of super PACs altogether. I think people should be able to give all the money they want to candidates and not have to go through super PACs. So he was certainly on his heels, but I wouldn't say he lost the debate.
Well, let's take a listen to one of those comments that had the audience on their feet. Here's Newt Gingrich responding to a question.
We're in South Carolina. South Carolina in the Revolutionary War had a young 13-year-old named Andrew Jackson. He was sabered by a British officer and wore a scar his whole life. Andrew Jackson had a pretty clear-cut idea about America's enemies. Kill them.
So also with us this morning, Ron Christie, Republican political strategist, and the crowd goes wild, by the way, at the end of the clip there. Ron Christie, political contributor for both The Takeaway and It's a Free Country. Ron, Newt Gingrich obviously playing to a very appreciative crowd last night. Could he gain some traction?
Good morning, Celeste. I think he can. I think what you see right now is that Governor Romney obviously is a prohibitive front runner. And I think what you're seeing amongst Governor Perry, the former Speaker of the House, Newt Gingrich, and Senator Santorum is that they're trying to find a way to get the conservatives to move in their direction, to dilute the conservative vote from one faction and to come their way. And he was certainly the crowd favorite. Anna was very, very correct in her analysis. He was getting standing ovations. He was the one who was getting the crowd all whipped up. And the question remains, can that translate into a strong second-place finish, not only in South Carolina, but will that also propel him to an increasing number of voters heading into Florida?
Well, let's talk about the candidate that didn't seem to be a crowd favor. Anna, Ron Paul was kind of the odd man out. Let's take a listen here to Ron Paul being booed.
I would say that maybe we ought to consider a golden rule in foreign policy. Don't do to other nations what we don't want to have them do to us. So we endlessly bomb these countries, and then we wonder why they get upset with us. And yet it continues on and on.
Anna?
Wasn't that remarkable? Yeah. I mean, I was listening, and it sounded, I mean, those boos were just echoed throughout the audience. I mean, Ron Paul certainly has a difficult time selling his foreign policy views to the voters of South Carolina. It bears repeating. I mean, it's obvious, but South Carolina is a Republican state. New Hampshire and Iowa, both swing states. So what I've seen down here is it's just, you know, the reddest of the red meat is what sells down here. There was another point in the debate where Ron Paul was trying to make a distinction between cuts to defense spending versus cuts to military spending, that he's opposed to things like spending millions and millions of dollars on building new defense outposts in Baghdad when we should spend that money at home. And that sort of thing got applause. But that moment where he was, you know, roundly booed in that auditorium is sort of indicative of the challenge he has in selling this idea of cutting defense spending.
You know, Ron, I want to play you one more clip of a question going to Governor Perry. Take a listen to this.
Governor Perry, are you suggesting on this Martin Luther King Jr. Day that the federal government has no business scrutinizing the voting laws of states where minorities were once denied the right to vote?
I'm saying that the state of Texas is under assault by federal government. I'm saying also that South Carolina is at war with this federal government and with this administration.
So a little echoes of the Civil War there, Ron. Did last night's debate feed into what we've talked about before as kind of the difficulty with the GOP and minorities?
I don't think so. I think what Governor Perry was trying to do is draw a distinction with himself. He's clearly trying to position himself as the state's right presidential candidate. Obviously, former Senator Santorum from Pennsylvania is trying to be the social conservative candidate. I don't really buy into the notion that this is a Republican Party that's having problems with race. A few stray comments, but I don't think overall indicative of where we stand as a party.
All right. So in our last 30 seconds, Ron Christie, last night, hurt or help Mitt Romney?
I think it helped him because he didn't hurt himself. He was beat up a little bit, but he emerged relatively unscathed, and I think he's in a fine position now to prevail in South Carolina and beyond.
Ron Christie, Republican political strategist, political contributor for The Takeaway and WNYC, and Anna Sale, It's a Free Country's political reporter, traveling right now with The World Channel, which is a production of WGBH. Thanks to both of you.
Have a great day.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.